morning. Now, every day, at least one person will develop a spinal cord injury that is going to affect them for the rest of their lives. And for too long, spinal cord injuries and conditions such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease have been deemed almost incurable. However, in a world first, the University of California has made some scientific breakthroughs using neurostimulation, which has seen patients regain lost movement and feeling. To discuss this, I'm joined by Professor Reggie Edgerton from the University of California and Professor Bryce Vissel from UTS, who are going to help us unpack what the research means. A very good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
All right, we're doing a conference call for the first time on my breakfast program, so this should be a bit of fun. Look, Professor Edgerton, could you tell us a little bit about how the University of California study was actually conducted?
Well, this has been conducted over a period of several years using several interventions to try to regain recovery of function, motor function, and later on we find out sensory function, and even some of the more automatic functions that control heart and bladder and so forth. And this is a way of stimulating the spinal cord in a manner that changes the connectivity within the spinal cord, and even to the point that there can be some recovery of function from the brain to the spinal cord, so the person can move voluntarily. Well, the biggest changes that we've seen is consistently is that the ability of individuals that's been paralyzed for more than a year, some several years, have been able to regain the ability to stand independently, and as well as regain some voluntary movement of their legs. And luckily, we've also seen improvement in temperature regulation, in bladder function, heart function, and so it's been quite impressive, we think, and very encouraging that we've seen a way to get to this circuitry to regain some function.
Now, Professor Vissel, you're partnering on the UTS side with the research that's already been conducted. What's going to be happening with your area?
So, this Technology Sydney has made a strong commitment to neuroscience and regenerative medicine, recognizing that these are the most debilitating and devastating.
Yes. Professor Vissel, unfortunately, we're losing you quite badly. Apologise for that. Perhaps Professor Edgerton, you could talk to us a little bit. We're in clinical trials at the moment. What sort of timing are we looking at for when people who are suffering from spinal cord injuries might be seeing some of this?
To get the technology approved and fully developed, it probably is going to take between 1.5 and 2 years. We've been able to do experiments for the last several years that give us pretty good indication that it's going to work quite well. We don't know exactly which patients will be able to respond how much, but so far we've been able to see a very high percentage of the subjects to regain these functions that I was just describing earlier. But still, we have to go through official trials and get the device approved to use around the world. And so that's what we're in the process of doing as rapidly as possible. And hopefully, we're looking forward to UTS and other groups here in Sydney, which are showing extremely nice and great enthusiasm to be involved and help to move this potential to a point where it will be accessible in the clinic.
Now, both of you are actually giving a talk on this very topic tonight at UTS, aren't you?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And if people are interested, you can head along to it. We'll put some details up on the website. Professor Edgerton, Professor Vissel, thank you very much for talking to us about this incredible research this morning.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was Professor Reggie Edgerton and Professor Bryce Vissel talking about the exciting new research that is going to hopefully revolutionise the way we treat patients with brain and spinal cord injuries. That panel discussion is happening at 6 p.m. tonight at UTS. It's going to discuss the research and, like I said, jump onto 2SER.com for more information about that.